Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Baldinger.
Me. Hi.
Jeffrey Baldinger. So we just hung out with Jeff up in Portland. He opened for us or featured for us in Portland
and Seattle. Phenomenal.
It was a great time, right?
It was so much fun, you guys. It was a blast. I loved going up there with you guys. It was so much fun.
The crowds were amazing. We ate great food. The crowds were amazing. We went to the EMP.
Yep.
With Todd.
Jay how to do a little Dre on the on the keyboard.
It's no longer called the EMP. It's called the Pop Culture Museum, and they had a huge Kardashians exhibit around the back.
It was around the
back. Really? It was kind of a large bubble.
It was really big.
Huge.
It bubbled up, and it was just
the rear.
It
just
in the back.
It actually blocked out the Space Needle.
Yeah.
Well, the Space Needle tried to insert itself into it, which was a bizarre.
It was too
Dan,
small.
Dan, why
to
was
get
the Space Needle trying to get inside the back of the?
This is wild. We took the Sean Kemp's children walking tour and saw every neighborhood in Seattle.
Did you guys go out for steak bites after the Portland show?
No, we should have. God damn it, my wife was.
We
had a great night in Portland. Great, Dan.
Yeah.
We went to the something, the White
Ooh,
Horse
I love the
Social
something.
Club.
Yeah.
Was it the White Horse Social Club with our friends from Fun Employment Radio?
Yeah, for sure.
Sarah.
Did a little Greg karaoke.
The Nibbler. Then we went from there to Chopsticks and we did karaoke.
Oh, wonderful.
It was so fun.
It was wonderful.
It was
late, deep in the night, and we just had a great time with those guys. Shout out to Fun Employment Radio. Those
Fun
guys
Employment.
Awesome.
Fun Employment.
But
fun
I'll
employment.
Say this.
They're great. I'm glad that show's still going.
Dan, you know, what is the best thing, and you understand this as you go out on the road and go out with people, you want someone that's funny, that sets the table well for you,
sure.
And is a good hang.
Yeah, fun.
100%.
Fun hang. This guy's
Jeffrey,
it.
All
this
three.
Guy.
Jeffrey, guess what? The world's still dumb. I mean, I know we went out and kind of explored it, but there's just a lot of stupidity out there.
A lot of dumb people out there.
So our fans send us stories at Dan. Go to hashtag at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town.
Boom.
Then he knows who sent it and when. Let's get a story right
you
now.
You ready?
I'm happy. I'm excited to hear it.
This was sent in by Big Zoe Rehab at Diamond Zoe. Multiple nicknames.
Big Zoe Rehab. Is
Big
like,
Zoe Rehab.
It's like, I'm going to Big Zoe Rehab.
Sounds like a Montana rehab facility.
Yeah.
Come on down to Big Zoe's Rehab. We got all kinds of rehab
hey,
down here
Big
at Big Zoe.
You got a knee problem, we'll get you a knee problem out
Ain't
of there.
Ain't no rehab like a Big Zoe Rehab because the Big Zoe Rehab don't quit.
Boom.
Big Zoe Rehab. Knock it off. Just very
no Big Zoe Rehab, walk it off.
Yeah,
Big Zoe Rehab, what's the problem?
Big Zoe Rehab, push it down.
You'll be fine.
Big Zoe Rehab, you don't know what it's like, okay? You don't know what it's like.
Hey, easy.
They don't know what it's like.
I know. They
They're
don't have
those,
to know.
They don't know what it was like for me when I was when I started this rehab. It was just Zoe.
Okay, all right.
I always like when people do talk to me
you've
when
gained a lot of weight.
And it doesn't apply. Talk to me when you're born and you're like, why would that
why
happen
would
in
I
my
wait
life?
That long?
Talk to me when you're born and raised in Nebraska.
Talk to
and
me
when you get left out in the rain at 6 years old. Like I'm 40.
Talk to me when you start a rehab. What? Why would I start my own rehab?
Coming to you for my knee.
To you. Yeah, talk, well, talk to, me, to when, me when you've done
talk
it.
Talk to me when my wife divorces you. She's not going to.
I'm not married to your wife.
And here I thought we were just going to do a Seals and Crofts run on Diamond Zoe. Diamond Zoe. Bam. Okay.
He went to Diamond Zoe's.
All right, ready for this headline?
Yes.
Man broke into local diner and more. First of all, I get it.
And more.
I'm interested in the diner.
Here's the deal. You don't want to break into a local diner because the owner's probably on the premises.
Yeah. And your picture's probably on the wall.
That's right.
As favorite customer of the week, I think probably.
Break into a Denny's. Like,
are you ready for me to throw a bomb?
They wouldn't even notice.
They wouldn't even notice.
Hang on.
I've gone into so many Denny's without them noticing.
Is everybody everybody ready for me to throw a bomb in the center of this podcast?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Create so much.
Blow it up.
I'm now
going to say you hate diners.
Nope. I'm going to be even more specific and say I don't like something that is typically served at diners. And I'm going to tell you
if it's an open faced turkey sandwich.
Nope. It's going to divide this crowd. It's going to divide this room.
You don't like a skillet?
Eggs?
Pancakes. I
don't
Are like
you not.
Home fries, the
Ooh.
Big thick fry.
With
Get it out of here.
With some peppers and
I don't
onions
like
thrown
it.
In
steak fries?
Really?
No.
Wait,
thin, no, he's talking about.
I like shoestring fries. Don't give me
you
that.
You don't like
fat.
He's
talking about steak fries.
Oh, you're talking about steak
fries?
Fries?
The
steak fries.
Fat, the big fat
steak
fries.
Fries.
I love
get
a good
out
steak
fries. Is that an ask for them well
it's,
done,
it's
dummy?
It's hard for them not to be cooked properly.
You're being right. dumb now.
Yeah.
You got to ask for them
you
well
have to
done.
Get them well
like,
done.
Get it out of
yeah,
here.
You got to get them well done.
Sometimes you're just, if they're not well done, you're just getting like a lightly cased potato.
Yeah, it's just, and poorly mashed.
Soggy,
poorly mashed potato.
Floppy. I don't want it.
What about in like a poutine?
Yeah, poutine.
No, excuse your language.
That's when you want that.
I know. Yeah, I'll take. I guess.
Oh man, you scared me.
I like the
me,
poutine.
Quick question.
Yeah.
You too, Jeff.
Yeah. What's up?
Are any of you? Do you guys have?
Doesn't
is
sound
your pictures,
quick.
Is your pictures
you know.
Up anywhere?
Pictures up.
Oh,
anywhere.
Like, is our picture up anywhere, Ren?
At a restaurant?
Yeah, or a dry cleaner.
Dry cleaner, I think.
No.
Really?
No.
Wait,
isn't it?
No.
There's got
to
be somewhere in St.
We
Louis
have to
in,
be
the,
somewhere.
In the Crive Coeur that somebody
Crive
put you guys up.
Is your picture up in Rochelle?
No.
It needs
it
to
should
be.
Be.
I want
your
my picture
on
my
a diner.
My picture's not up in a diner. My picture is up in the offices of DreamWorks.
Really?
Yeah. They did a comedy show there one time, and they...
I guess, mine was up at UCB Sunset.
Yeah,
but now everything's
but,
down
so like, but
from
that's,
there.
Yeah, exactly. They closed down shop.
I would say maybe. Our picture's up at the Improv. Like
improv
a
and,
huge
the,
picture,
and the Comedy Store. You guys
and
are,
at the Comedy
yep.
Store. But we need to give them a new picture. But
is that the old one from us?
Yeah.
Is that in the when you walk up the front stairs?
Yeah. That's where you guys are.
Oh my God, it's
such
so
an old
funny.
One. It's an old New York one from 1997.
And
it's like shot
some,
Dutch.
You have some new great ones too.
Yeah,
I would love
some
to
really
be
good
on
picks.
A diner wall.
So diner I would love to break laundromat. Into a diner wall.
Laundromat.
Well, this guy did.
What did this
a Montgomery Township man was arrested on two sets of charges Thursday morning after he allegedly broke into American Star Diner and stole food, then broke into another business.
They don't give specifics on what
they
the
will.
Other...
Nope.
They will. Robert Dugan. That is the name of
Robert Dugan.
Dugan. If
Never
your name's
Robert
Dugan,
Robert.
You
Robert
are
going
to break into
his
something.
His name was Robert Dugan.
Yeah.
and no one calls him Robert. They only call him Bobby or Dugs.
No, nobody knows. There's a handful of his friends that don't know his first name.
Yeah.
Dugan.
Dugan.
That's like.
Is Dugan coming?
Oh,
just on
all,
name alone,
Dugan's
you know
there.
He's kicked a door.
Yeah.
Just on name alone, you know he's kicked a dog.
Yeah. Oh, please no.
Oh, I hope not.
Robert Dugan has been charged with two counts of felony burglary, one count of felony criminal mischief.
Ooh,
Dugan's a felony.
And misdemeanor counts of criminal
Can't
mischief
vote.
And theft by unlawful taking in connection with the incidents.
What
Dugan
did he take?
Was captured on surveillance at the American Star Diner on Welsh Road mm-hmm. at 4:30 a.m.
Oh,
this is why your diner should be 24 hours.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have happened.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
I blame
what diner
the hours.
Yeah. Diners always have to
Don't blame the
victims.
On March 31st, where he broke the locking mechanism on the front door and
How?
Forced his way inside.
Crushed
First of all, I'm going to show you guys a picture of
the
American
Star Diner.
Did he kick
the lock?
Diner.
Is that?
The American Star Diner is gorgeous.
That's a cool
Beautiful.
Looking diner.
It doesn't look like a local diner.
It's
though.
Not
like,
my favorite
chain.
I think it's. I feel like it's a local chain.
With a steak
diner.
And shake.
You know,
it does look like a
steak
and shake.
You know,
so
like
this
a local diner, I think of like Mickey's Diner in Minneapolis. You know, it's
sure.
just like a.
This
lot
looks like
a
diner in
you
diner
know?
A little
yeah.
bit, actually.
What if in Minneapolis there's a neighborhood, a very wealthy area called E Diner?
Minneapolis. Okay.
E-diner.
There is, yeah.
What if they had a diner called E Diner?
E-diners.
They
yeah,
should have.
That'd be a good
do
call.
Do they?
They
I
don't. I want
to look it up and see.
They
what
don't.
About,
I bet they do.
What about the E-diner, E-diner?
Eat at E-diner's, E-diner.
Eat at Diner's and E-diner.
Yeah.
Eat at Diner's.
Diner's,
it's Diner,
Diner's,
Diner, and
E-diner. Suddenly became a Pete Holmes bit.
So this is a, what I refer to, I don't know if this is official.
Listen to me.
I refer to this as a Chrome diner. You know, you guys get these. Is like what was in Greece.
Yeah.
That's what exactly
yes.
what this one looks
yes.
like.
Yes.
I'm not a huge fan of chrome diners. I like wood panel
Ooh.
Diner.
Wood panel
I like
diner.
Mid-century, like a Astro Diner
yeah.
with the orange, like the bright orange brick.
You like the rock wall?
Do you like
yeah.
the?
Like I
like
a 60s, 70s.
Like
diner.
What Johnny Rockets is based off of.
That's a Chrome, right?
That's Chrome. Chrome Jenner Rocket said,
but it's like 60s, 70s, like rock and roll.
No, I know what you like. You like rock.
Yeah, Chrome is close to rock and
you
roll.
You like Pulp Fiction, Final Scene, that sort of thing.
Big orange or green, like booths.
Yep. Like I like a booth.
A roof that comes out to a point.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
Is that called a... You guys make fun of me.
Yeah, but it's called a mid-century.
Is it called a Coogie? Isn't that what that design is? All the norms are built like this. Somebody's yelling at me at their phone right now.
Just relax.
But you know what I'm talking
about. I love how
about.
There's somebody yelling at you about the diner.
Oh, like, 100%.
Guarantee there are.
Jeffrey, there
it's
are.
It's amazing.
Somebody's writing a tweet right now that starts with, actually.
You have no
idea.
Actually,
they're called.
Once inside, Dugan allegedly stole. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Can we make predictions on what he stole?
Go for it.
What did he? Robert Dugan.
4:30 in the morning, you get whatever you want. At a diner.
All of the whipped cream. To do whippets.
That's actually cool, great. That's drug related.
Yeah.
I'd say he stole the cash register.
Okay.
I think he stole a couple of bags of frozen fries.
He stole an entire cheesecake. You guys, you got to think about that pie case.
The pie casing.
He stole an entire cheesecake. No. We won entire cheesecake and half of a prime rib roast.
It's like Thanksgiving dinner.
Then exited the diner through the broken front door.
I'll take that.
And he didn't take any whipped cream?
No.
Now look.
For the rib roast?
For the cheesecake.
I don't like stealing. I don't like breaking out. I know that's a hot take.
No, it is a hot take.
But
honestly, that's
I get
you die on that hill?
I get it. Wanting like being so drunk that you're like
was he
diner.
Drunk though?
Well, we're gonna assume.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know, was Dugan drunk?
Total?
It's 4:30.
We can't assume.
Yeah, he could just be driven.
At 4:30, not being drunk, I have craved a cheesecake before.
4:30 is definitely not waking up early to do this.
Yeah, this isn't
from the night before.
This is the first thing he's doing in a day.
Yeah, he's been up for 29th.
This is the end of this. This is the first thing he did during the day.
He got kicked out of a bar. He got kicked out of another bar.
Dan, I got to wake up early, set the alarm early.
Sure.
Break into the American Diner.
Yeah.
Steal a cheesecake and half a rib roast.
Yep.
Then I got to go do laundry. Then I got to go to the bank.
Then I got to go to the gym.
Then I got to go to the gym.
I think
you're work off the rib roast.
You're like Henry Hill.
No. I think Henry Hill, the sauce Karen. He was scoping out the place for weeks. Okay. He knew the time. He knew the schedule. He planned it out. He's like, 4:30 is my time. He's going to get up at 3:30, do a bunch of jumping jacks, make sure that he's in shape to
get
that
to
lock open.
Dugan plans ahead. I just want Jeff Ross to roast this guy in prison. I don't know why I've been seeing so many clips of Jeff Ross because I like him on TikTok. Jeff Ross was roasting these women in a women's prison. It was making me laugh. So he looked down and he was like, oh my God, you're pregnant? And calls her up. And he's like, what did you rob a sperm bank? I screamed. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, that's the best. Like, Jeff, you could walk away from comedy.
It's so loving, too.
She was laughing and loved it.
With a smile.
It was like nice and sweet, but like literally a walk-off. Grand Slam, World Series championship. Mm-hmm. Like
that's
he
great.
Could walk away from comedy after making that joke.
It's a brilliant joke.
All right. Total loss for the business, including stolen food and damage to the front door, was in excess of how much money? Now you know this. He broke the door.
Stole
an entire cheesecake, half a prime
half
rib roast.
Of a prime rib roast. And there's no other damage. Like, he didn't take silverware. He didn't take napkins.
He's not an a-hole. He just wants some food.
He just wants the food in the door.
And was the cheesecake in the glass case? Was that broken at all?
No word given. I think that's all fine.
Removed it. He might have taken the glass thing that it was sitting on.
Very respectful.
And this looks like it looks like a Chrome diner.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a local. It looks like a chain diner.
Sure,
that's
what
like,
you say, yes.
You know, it does.
What's your guess?
Okay, let's see. The full cheesecake, I'm going to say, $20.
$20.
Plus tip.
You got to remember, he broke the door.
Broke the door,
I know, but that's so I'm adding it up. So full cheesecake, about $20. Half of a prime rib. Say diner prime rib, let's say $10.
Okay.
So that's 30.
Yeah, $30.
$30 plus the damage to the door. I'll say $930
$930
Wow. Okay. He showed a lot.
Jason
of showed
a lot of work. Lot of,
Jason,
okay.
what do you
work.
Think? I'm gonna say $1,500
$1,500
I'm gonna say $630
$630 Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna take a quick
are
break.
Are we doing? Are we doing? Not, prices right.
No,
rules?
Closest,
closest
to the pin.
Closest to the pin from yeah. wherever
okay.
you go.
Okay. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll find out everything Jeff has going on, everything we have going on, and we'll find out what the estimated total loss to the business was for. Cake, cheesecake,
and
cheesecake.
We'll try and figure out why he did it.
Yeah,
and the other business.
He still has another place to go.
Yeah, the other business.
Oh, and more. Yeah,
and more. You guys,
another business and another business
coming up on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more to People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into how you can follow and support Jeff Baldinger, I want to mention a couple things. Daniel Van Kirk has amazing virtual events that still connect.
Those are actually on pause.
Pause
for
now?
Yeah, there's still trivia and stuff like that, but go to danielvankirk.com for any of that stuff or sign up on my Patreon where some things will still be happening. But
do that.
We can tell you this right now. On September 9th and 10th, we're going to be in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor, Michigan, at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase as part of the MGO blog
weekend.
It's going to be so much fun.
If you want to come see us, you might only have three opportunities.
That's
or
in the fall.
Like, yeah.
That's lined up with a game?
That is with the Hawaiian games. The Hawaii games. So if you want a Hawaiian Excellent. Vacation in Ann Arbor, come see
come
us that
see
weekend.
Us that weekend.
It's your Hawaii weekend. So that's
when
that.
I think of Hawaii. I think
of
Ann Arbor.
No one
thinks
of us in Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor. So do that. And then, you know, earlier than that, in August, the Nosebleeds is going to come out. So we'll let you know how to do that. Just keep supporting us on Patreon.
Nosebleeds is great, by the way. Everybody should watch the Nosebleeds when it comes out.
We've forced Jeff to watch.
I forced him to watch two episodes.
On a train.
On a train.
It's great.
Thank you. But anyway, so that's it. And support us on Patreon.
It's patreon.com/collabbrothers. Do the Patreon with Dumb People Town. Extra content. Jeff is going to tell us a fantastically dumb story from his life.
Yes.
But right now he's going to tell us where people can see him and find him and all that stuff.
Yeah, so my schedule is all on my website, jeffreybaldinger.net. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Baldinger is spelled the normal way. Mm-hmm. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jeff Baldinger, where
do.
I post all, yes, you guys do, as of this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's
kidding, it was great.
He was trying to tag me in a post, and he was like, "Do I not follow
you?"
It
was an alarming moment. We figured it out.
It was
we got through it. We got through it.
But then I'm not sure when this is coming out, but I'm going to be in Huntington Beach at the Rec Room this Thursday, the 26th.
It probably won't come out before that, but if you have a chance to see you there,
yep,
that's great. I love that you're doing that.
You know, it's really fun.
You
it's,
came
it's
down
really
and featured
great.
For us down yep, there.
Absolutely. So and I'm at the HaHa this weekend. I perform all over Los Angeles.
And
a
you
lot.
Play piano in the original room
now,
at the
will,
comedy
why
store.
Will yeah. they let you play anything but yeah. sort of old time
yes,
ragtime?
He
no,
plays.
I can
he
play.
Does comedy.
Here's, I'll play anything that they let me play anything that I want to play.
He's so funny. Like
so when we come up from now all the yeah. time, you got to play still.
Okay.
You got to play Dre still anytime
Fair
we come
enough.
To stage.
Up, and but what he does, which is so great in
the
original,
of the bits,
is
right.
off of the bits that happen, he will then play a song that relates to what was just said. It's so good.
It's just fun. You know, I like to make it, you know, I like to
it enhances the experience.
You know,
like, Dan, if you did the bit, so like,
listening.
If you did the bit about the whips, let's say
sure.
you did the whips, that he would come off and play.
Crack that whip.
Anyway, let's jump back into this.
Let's fill this.
What was the guess for how much damage was done at the All-American Diner?
I said 1,500.
I said 930, and I said
American Star Diner.
You said 630.
Okay. According to charging documents, the total loss for the business, including the stolen food and damage to the door, was...
Let me change mine to 420.
Okay, nice. It was $1,000.
Oh,
way to go, Barney.
Right in.
Yes. I went the wrong way. Dude, you were $70 off.
Oh, $70. Yeah. I mean, you got to know.
Have you fucked up a diner before?
Dude, he just won
both
showcases.
I eat a lot
cases.
Of diners. I eat a lot
okay,
of diners.
Okay, so he exits the door with the half-prime rib roast and the cheesecake, right? Then, just after 6 a.m., a shirtless Dugan was captured on surveillance
shirtless.
Outside of Adult World on DeKalb Pike.
Okay.
Adult World.
Now, was he shirtless before he went into the diner or after he left the diner?
Post-diner.
I don't know.
I think you eat a whole cheesecake
and then
you got to
take
off
your
shirt.
Well, you got rib roast sweats.
Yeah. You don't want to mess up. You don't want to mess up
right.
your shirt with your ribs.
Do you guys
want
to hear a review on Google from Adult Wait, World?
Did he Yelp Adult
no,
World?
No,
somebody
no,
else
just I just had to look it up.
Like, right. What is Adult World, Dan? Well, this
feel like
this
Dugan would have left a Yelp review on Adult World.
Not dirty on the inside like it is on the outside.
Okay? Well, that's a compliment.
What if adult? What if adult world was just a place you went to like do adult responsibilities, right. like
read and
apply
quiet.
For a mortgage?
This is how you file your IRS.
That's what they should call WeWork.
Yeah,
yeah. adult world.
We're working here, guys.
The staff. Okay, after they say not dirty on the inside like it is on the outside, the staff is about as knowledgeable as the selection. Not a lot, okay, and not the very best. This is a five-star review.
That's the best review I've ever heard.
I wouldn't give it.
But that's really to be expected from such a small shop. Very friendly staff, decent selection. Great. I would go back if I'm in the area.
I love it. But only if I'm in the area.
They were passing through. And they were like, we're going to fucking adult world.
Here's the deal.
You're going to a town, and you're like, let's check out the adult entertainment.
I don't specifically make an appointment to go to adult world. It is one of those spur-of-the-moment right. things. If I'm in the area.
Go if you're already there, but don't make it a point to get. Don't go out of your way to go there, but right. if you're
if
there.
If it's on the way to where you're
if
going.
If you're already at world. The American Diner, yeah. if you're already at the diner, go to Adult World.
Welcome to Adult World. How can I help you? I would like to consolidate my student loans and refinance a house I can't afford.
And get Tiggle Bitties Volumes and, 1 and yeah. 2.
I was just at the American Diner. No shirts, service, please.
Right. Yes. Once at Adult World, Dugan was observed striking a message board with a bat. Causing
where did he get the bat?
I don't know. One just has these things.
Baseball.
In Robert Dugan's world. He was probably born with a bat, causing it to break. Dugan was then allegedly, began striking windows of the business before repeatedly striking the glass front door, causing it to shatter.
Oh my God.
Footage showed Dugan lean.
Was he getting charged late leaning. Fees? They he was trying learning. To return something?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him.
Feels like
Dugan. Footage showed Dugan leaning in through the shattered door. However, a female employee screamed at Dugan, and he fled the scene on foot towards Costco.
So I love that he's got a bat, and yet a woman screams.
Also, 6 a.m. Adult World's open.
So so it was 4:30 when he went to the diner, 6 a.m. now that he's at.
He's
so
eaten.
He took some time to eat.
Yes.
It took him like
get
an hour and a half
to me,
to
you
eat.
Have the bat. You've got a weapon that can destroy anything, and then the woman screams. This is like when that guy just said to the mountain lion, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get away from me.
Get away. And the mountain lion just leaves.
I hope he apologized, too. He's like, sorry.
Sorry.
My bad.
So then he runs away towards Costco, which is great.
Right. Obviously, he's a member.
Of course he's a
member.
Membership has its privileges.
Yep. Sure. Sanctuary.
Total damage to Adult World via broken windows and shattered front door and the message billboard was estimated at how much money?
Okay.
Windows, door, doors, message board.
Message board. Okay. So with the bat and he's smashing it all up.
He
the windows,
crashed the
he
door.
He crashed the door. Yeah. Enough so, and also it seems like Adult World was open.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an employee there.
Yeah.
He didn't need to smash.
He didn't need to smash. So he was just there for pure destruction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gonna go with $1,500.
Jay?
So when you smash a window in an Adult World, it's not a smash and grab, it's a smash and tug.
Right. I thought you were gonna say a demon gets its wings.
He just has a different version of the word smash anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, you wanna smash? I'm gonna say $1,250. I'm going to say $2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah.
There's a lot of bats.
Total damage to Adult World via the broken windows, the shattered front door, and the message billboard was estimated at $5,000.
Wow!
Dugan was subsequently taken into custody that morning and arraigned in the afternoon by District Judge Juanita Price, who set bail at $10,000.
That's why it's a felony. It's that expensive.
It's that expensive.
We'll get out of here on this.
He basically did a bar mitzvah's worth of damage.
That's amazing. He got a lot in gift cards.
We'll get out of here on this. How old is Bobby Dugan?
BD.
Here's what you know about him. He likes cheesecake.
Half of a prime rib.
Yep. A rib roast.
He's mad at the Adult World.
Shirtless.
But it's also nicer on the inside than it is on the outside anyway.
Yep. And when the lady screamed, he ran off.
He ran away.
So I'm going to say 38 and divorced.
Okay.
Wow. I'm going to say 61.
All right. Randy?
44.
44? One of you is exactly right. which means we now get to play the game. Who do you think is right?
Exactly right. This is the most fun game ever. I love that one game unlocks another game.
Of course. This is like Westworld.
We basically took a bat to the glass door of this game, and now we're
this is incredible. This is incredible. Okay, so we're exactly right on the
one
age.
One of us.
Okay.
Do you want to stick with yourself, or do you want to switch to one of the Sklar brothers?
I feel like it's either 38 or 44. Okay. I think 61 is too old.
Okay.
For that level of
violence,
abrasiveness.
Okay.
Okay.
He might want to do that at 61, but he's like, I'm
going to lose steam after
I'll
breaks
be able
the
to have the cheesecake
door.
In the morning.
Sure.
Are
you going to stick with yourself or go with Rand?
I'm going to stick with myself.
I'm going to stick with myself.
Myself.
I'm going to stick with myself.
Okay.
I like myself.
Townies, wherever you are, yell it out.
Shout it out
in your in-home office.
This is so exciting. Yell it out in your adult world we work.
We'll get out of here on this. Tell everybody your handle one more time.
I'm at Jeff Baldinger.
Good. Okay, guys, ready? Robert Dugan, little Bobby Dugan, is 38 years old.
What a performance. Jesus.
Feels good.
I know my late 30s. Do I know my late 30s?
You absolutely do. And divorced. All right, you guys, that is the show. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you have a great one. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Boom.
Dum, dum, dum. Make a sound, pump your down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Brands Audio, a podcast network.